You're always referring to the Bible, he said. What's so unique about the Bible? It was a fair question from a rather intelligent college student. So I answered his question with a question. What if a book publisher called you up and offered you $10 million to write a book, but with a special agreement? Your book would have to be on the world's bestseller list every year, and thousands of highly trained linguists would devote most of their lives living in some of the most primitive conditions, risking their lives and those of their families to translate your book into the language of that culture. And for the hundreds of cultures around the world without a written language, these same linguists would translate the spoken word into a written language and then translate your book into the new language. $10 million would be yours if you could write such a book. But if you failed, you must pay the publisher $1,000. Now, would you undertake to write such a book? Well, he said, of course not. Who could write a book like that anyway? Only one person, I said. God. And that's what makes the Bible unique. It was not written by man. It was written by God. Which brings us to another unique aspect of the Bible. The way it was written. God used over 40 people. Over a period of about 1,600 years, people from a wide variety of backgrounds, kings and peasants and fishermen and scholars and farmers and sheep herders. Many lived in vastly different cultures, but the Bible has a unity of teaching that stretches from cover to cover. Now, how can that be? It's common in our courts of law to have eyewitnesses give accounts of the same incident that are totally opposite. How is it possible for all these writers of the Bible to maintain such unity of witness? Only one way. Each was carried along by the Holy Spirit who inspired and guided their writing. The Bible is unique. There's never been, nor will there ever be, another book like it. It's the Word of God. You can build your life on it and help others do the same. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.